1320 WILS. Wow, we live in a world where you're constantly distracted and, well, you're probably multitasking right now, maybe dealing with your phone. But my next guest says, time to slow down and time to take some time to really focus on what's happening in your world. Akeem Novak is the author of the brand new book, The Moment, A Practical Guide to Creating a Mindful Life in a Distracted World. Akeem is an international authority, I should say, on presence and interpersonal connection. Akeem, great to have you here.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. Now, were you always kind of a centered and peaceful person?
No, I'm your classic alpha male, you know, who had to learn in my mid-30s that life would be happier if I slowed down a little bit.
And what triggered that?
You know, I left New York in the mid-30s, and I lived for a while in a small island, Tobago, which is gorgeous, and I literally felt my whole body slowing down, and I realized I love this country, and I wanted to be in the States, but I loved some of the energy that I experienced in Tobago. I was a happier man there.
I'm jealous. How did you finance that?
I was in a career change, and I had a little bit of money. I'm not a wealthy man by any stretch of the imagination. So,
and that's where you really realize, well, I'm just a happier person in the state?
Well, I realized I love a lot of the amenities of this country, but I didn't like the fast pace of New York. And I'm using New York as an example, that fast pace exists everywhere. And I was just listening to the earlier segment. You know, this is a funny time. We have so many disconcerting things going on in the world right now, politically speaking. And it's so easy to sail into the holidays, and we're constantly bringing that energy into every social situation.
Yeah, kind of tense energy, you're saying.
Yeah, and then my invitation to all of us is, you know, when you get together with your family over the holidays, don't talk about terrorism. Chances are you're safe in your house in that moment and settle into the quiet moment with people that you love and be there rather than bringing that energy into every moment in our lives.
I'm talking to Akeem Novak, his brand new book, The Moment. You write about awakening the senses, and you say it's like the graduate school for being a human when you do this. Give me the basics of what that involves.
Well, you know, basically is if we want to fully experience a moment, you know, the more we see what's there, the more we taste, the more we smell, all of those senses give sort of a rich flavor to it. And because we're used to moving so quickly, you know, we don't even notice everything that's going on all around us. Like, how often have you been in a Starbucks and the person standing in front of you isn't even aware that you're standing behind them because they're on their cell phone?
They're completely... I'm just thinking right now, I'm listening, and I'm listening to what you're saying, but I guess I'm not smelling or absorbing the environment I'm in. Does that mean I'm not awakened somehow?
No, but the more richly we absorb everything with all of our senses, the more we appreciate where we actually are in the moment. I used to be an acting coach in New York. You know, and actors, we love actors because their job is to be very alive in the moment. And the first thing every actor does in acting school, they develop a higher awareness of the senses. So they see strongly, they see detail, they smell with their full nose, and there's a deeper appreciation when we soak all of that in.
Talking to Akeem Novak, the book The Moment just out, a practical guide to creating a mindful life in a distracted world. You've got a chapter where you talk about wave ride energy, and I find that interesting. When you talk about the types of the wave energies we feel during the day, what kinds of things are those?
Well, for example, right now you and I are talking, so this is mental energy, and I can tell that your brain thinks quickly, which I really appreciate. So you and I can go on a mental energy ride by just picking and playing off of each other. Some people send us emotional energy. For example, if somebody sends you lots of joy, if you pick up that joy and send your own joy back, you're going to have a friggin' awesome moment. You know, some people have a quiet spiritual energy, and if we receive it and send something similar back, we have a sweet spiritual connection. So by noticing their energy, receiving it, sending back, we create richer moments with people.
Okay, does that happen constantly, you're saying?
Well, the more we notice how energy happens and the more we're able to respond to it, the more we connect with people on this more energetic level, which tends to be a sweeter connection. It's just being aware of it and paying attention to it, you know?
But what about all the tension that's around us, angry people? I mean, just the pressure of work, is that a form of wave energy too?
Yeah, I mean, if we are surrounded with lots of negativity and stress, our job is to protect ourselves from that, or we can shift the energy by sending out something different.
So, wait, how do you protect yourself?
If you are sending lots of negative energy at me, I take a breath, I go in, I don't respond in kind. I notice what you're doing, and I try to send you a different kind of energy, so I, in a way, mitigate the impact of what you're sending to me.
Does that usually work?
Not everything works with every person. I wish there was a perfect recipe, but it's about just being aware of that, Michael, you know?
Talking to Akeem Novak, the book, The Moment, you talk about self-hypnosis. Is that something you do regularly?
Do I talk about that book? I believe in a... Well, I believe in the concept of slowing ourselves down, you know, because we're moving so quickly. Like, to give an example, I live in downtown Hollywood in Florida, and I live six blocks from downtown. Now, the funny thing is, for many years, I would hop into my car and drive six blocks to go downtown. Uh-huh. When you think about it, that's insane, right? I can walk the six blocks. So I just recently started to walk the six blocks, which is a slower way of getting there, and I notice a lot more things in my neighborhood when I walk. Mm-hmm. In the end, it doesn't take any longer because I don't have to park the car, but it's a sweeter experience of getting to downtown.
You're saying
to
slow down. The self-hypnosis, does that slow you down too, you're saying? What's so funny?
No, it's funny. I tell a story in the book. When I was younger, I was an actor for a while, and I worked with a hypnotist who told me that my jaws were too tense. And I'm originally from Germany, so he said that's part of your German upbringing. And he taught me to talk to my jaws to relax them. That's self-hypnosis. And after 3 months of doing that, it sounds kind of hokey. My voice sounded different. I have a deep voice now. Mm-hmm. But that came because I was able to relax my jaws, and self-hypnosis is what did the trick. So I'm a great believer in that. I forgot that I wrote about it.
Hmm. How do you start each day then? How do you begin the day to slow down and appreciate things and be in the moment?
I meditate. I have to be honest, I don't do it every day, but that's a great discipline. I live in a property that has a beautiful garden, so looking out the window and looking at the garden is a great way to start. Mm-hmm. Doing some positive affirmations where we think about great things we want to have happen that day, that puts us in a good mood.
Right.
And there's lots of research that shows that physiologically changes what goes inside the body. So those are some things that work for me.
You drink coffee?
I love coffee.
Do you? Okay. Because that doesn't slow you down.
I believe in coffee, Michael.
Okay.
I believe in that too.
That can speed you up a little bit, can it?
Yeah, but it's a warm, fuzzy feeling. It just makes me feel good, you know?
Look, Akeem Novak, the brand new book, The Moment, A Practical Guide to Creating a Mindful Life in a Distracted World. I found it fascinating. Akeem Novak. Akeem, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Michael. Yep. Great to talk to you.